Vayter in Shasbir Meseches Avodah Zara Daf Mem Aleph. Picking up on Mem Aleph is about a Baal Mem Aleph is about a Mishnah. Mazel Tov for others who finish the second parak, and then we move on to the third parak. Kol Hatzlama Masur. We know that it's usher to get Hana for something that was worshipped for Avodah Zara, even one time. And now we're going to take a look and see ideas about that. Kol Hatzlama Masur. Rashi says Bana. All images are also about Hana. If they say Avodah Pamachas B'Shana, because they're served, worshipped once a year. Divi Rabbi Meir, Zagzag Meir. Chomorim, Eino Aser, Na Aser, Ela, Kol Sheish, B'yado Makel. It has to be that this image has something in its hand. It has a Makel, a staff. Otsipor, or it is a bird. O Kador, or a ball, like a round-like figure. Why? Says Rashi, because we're going first to Hani, Vadai, Vadai, Nevadim. These for sure were worshipped. The Mishum Cheshivusa, Ashkul, because they're very close, so they have things in their hands. Anything that has anything in its hand, any image that has anything in its hand, is going to be asabana. Says the Gemara, if all images are worshipped once a year, my time to Rabbanan, what is the reason for the Rabbanan? Right? That they matir. They matter them be ha na, right? Because since the Chum said, don't say that no image is worshipped except one, then we can learn out that they would agree that all the images are most likely worshipped once a year. If so, what's the rationale for answering only those that have a symbol of chashivas? Says Rashi, me the look at any vechachamim omrim eino nevad ela mishesh biyadu vechulu mechad the sviel hud den avdim. They are worshipped. Of the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, b'mekomo shel Rabbi Meir, in the place Rabbi Meir lived, how you ovdem osa pamachas b'shana, they would worship every image once a year. Rabbi Meir, the chayish and miyut, Rabbi Meir, he's chayish for the miyut, as we've seen a number of times in Shas, because of shal mekomo sato osa makom, he's going to other places because of that place. Rabbanu lo chayishim with the nachoshis le miyut, therefore lo gozu shal mekomo sato osa makom, then that goes there in other places. They're not going to ask or getting enough from other images of other on the place of account of the image of that particular place. Amar Vida Amar Shmuel Beandrati Shalmalachim Shaninu. We learned the halachas of our Mishnah in reference to the statuses of kings. Rashi Kishamelach Mace. When Dibelmelach dies, Osin Surah of Pesach Hashad, they make a surah, his image, on the Pesach Hashad, Lizikar, and the openings to the entrance, and to remember, Vahasam Kasa Rimer, Dagam Chavivusa Palchile. And that is where Mary's going to ask her. They would go and they would worship this this type of statue over there. Therefore, it is a problem. We learn this din of our Mishnah only in reference to those images that stand at the entrance of the city. Rashi's Bahanhu Kaskaaser Ermer the Chashivalu. That's Ermer with Asukazir Chashiv. But now they have something that's set up in another location. Beep, turn the page. Mem Aleph Amar Aleph Amar Rabba. Again, we're qualifying this Machlokas of Meir and the Chachamim. Rabba says, Machlokas B'shal Kfarim. Machlokas of Meir and the Chachamim is about images of villages. And Meir is going to ask them, Ana, and they'll come and get them out there. Or B'shal Krachim, if you have an image of a city, then they're called Mutar, and everyone's going to say it's Mutar. My time, and why? Linoi Avdilu, because people just doing it for beauty. That's it. They're not. No one is over here. So even Rameir is going to say that they're going to be mutter. So what we said so far is that the machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim is around whether images and villages are set up for worshipping or just for beauty. So now, with the kfarim, when it comes to villages, Mikol Mandamir Lanoi Kavdilu, is there anyone who's going to say that it's just for beauty? The kfarim Vadilu Chinu Avdilu. For sure, people are doing this in order to go and to worship it, right? Because villagers would not set images just for beauty over there. Sagat Lacham said it's going to be mutter. Eliyat Rachim, this is what it means to say. Amar Rav, Machlokas Michel Karachim. The Machlokas Tinner of Meir, the Chamim is a reference to cities. The Meir is going to ask you enough from them, and the Chamim is going to matter. If I'll be so kfarim, and if I call it Surim, according to the villages, everyone's going to say it's going to be usher. Even the Chacham are going to say that these images and villages are going to be usher because they're going to go ahead to worship them. Next part of the Mishnah, Chachamim Omer Min Asurim. Chamim say that the images are not going to be usher except one that has in its hand a staff, a bird, or a circular shape. Makel sheroda es atzmo tachas kol olam kula kamakel. That places it, that image places it, itself under the rule of the entire world with a staff. Sipor, a shetofis es atzmo tachas kol olam kula kasipor, that the image grasps itself under the entire world. If somebody grabs a bird, right, speaking negatively, you know, here about Avodah Zarah, and so it doesn't say that the image rules over the entire world, but rather the world rules over it, and here's the same thing. Kador, this ball, like the Shetofis is Atzmatachas Kolom Kula Kador, that it goes and it's, holds itself under the entire world, like something that holds a sphere. So these things are all clearly going to be answered. Tahna Hosifa Alei Lecham added to these things, Sayif Atara Vatavas, a sword, a crown, and a signet ring. Sayif, in the case of the sword, Mekar Sover Listim Alma. Originally, they thought, it's just saying that it's just, you know, a ganav over there, that's all it is. Therefore, it's not a Vodazar. It was self-sover. Then they realized, Shahor Gizatzma Tachas Kolam Kulo, that the image kills itself under the power of the entire world. Again, a way of speaking negatively, of just implying that it's like it rules over. Atar the crown, Meikar Sover, that Gadil Klilil Ba'ama, that all I thought of was as an ordinary wreath maker. Lubasov Savar. And afterwards they realized, I don't know what it's referencing. Lubasov Savar, Katar Lamelech, it's talking about it's like the crown of a king. And that's a problem. Tabas, in the case of the ring, Meikar Sover, is to Yama Ba'ama. Originally they thought that it's an ordinary thing, you know, shliach who has the seal of a sender. It's imprints its seal under the power of the entire world for the death sentence. Again, all these are speaking lashonos of the flip. That's going to be aser. Rav Shimon Gamliel said anything that is anything in its hand is going to be aser. Tana, I feel it's even if it's just a little rack or a little piece of wood, it's going to be aser behana. Bayravashi, Tafas Biyadut Soa. Let's say it's holding in his hand excrement. Ma, what's going to be the din? I got to answer this image also. Do we say that what it's trying to say is that everyone is disgusting to the Vodazara like Tsoa, and therefore it's going to be Aser? Well, then we say, Hu mihu the Zil Ba'ape Kuli Alma Kitsoa? Is it, it's only that thing itself, this image that's disgusting like excrement to everyone, and if that's the case, then therefore it's going to be mutter to get hana from it. Tekuth, or leaves it with great question. Vaiter, hamotzi shivet slamim. Someone finds broken pieces of these images. Really mutarim. These are going to be mutter. No one's serving these type of stuff. Rashi's time of first with Gemara. Chavishleimim suffik. It's a suffix if they were worshipped. Maybe you want to say they were worshipped. Emer batlo, maybe they were batlo. The kach shiv, and therefore they broke it up. Have you sfik sveikel lukul for its makel? Back in the Gemara, matzah tavlis yado tavlis regel. Have you found the figure of a hand or the figure of a foot? Right. That's just a small little piece, like you know, a whole piece over here. And harei ilu asur, assuming it's going to be asem ripnei she yotze beham neva, because such things are worshipped. As some of our Zarniks would worship this figure of the hand or alone or of a foot alone, therefore it's going to be asur, says the Gemara. Hamashmu ela filu shereva lusugochavim. If you find broken pieces of Avodah Zarah that were known to be worshipped, these things are also going to be mutter behana. Oh, don't think that we're going to matir for not only the pieces of the images. We matter even the pieces of Avodah Zarah that have known to be worshipped when it was whole, because since it's now broken, it's never going to be worshipped again, says Rashi. V'anon tana, affecting Mar, but we learned in the Mishnah, shivrit slamim. If you find broken pieces of, you know, images, these are going to be mutter, which is implying that only the broken things are going to be mutter. Huadin, says Gemara, afilu shivrit chacham. Even his broken idols are going to be mutter by now. V'hartu getani shivrit slamim. We shouldn't go in the Mississippi if we wanted to say the safe. The Masa Tavnis Yadu. We found the figure of a hand, the figure of a foot. Never, these things are worshipped. We learned in a Mishnah. If you find the figure of a hand or that of a foot, assume these are going to be aser. And pnei shekayotzim never, because these type of things are worshipped. Frak the Gemara. Amai, why are these things going to be aser? Beep turn the page by mouth of a mace. Vashvarmenu, they're only pieces, they're broken pieces. And in the first din, the Mishnah matirs the images, the fragment pieces of images, the figure of the hand of the foot shall also be matirs. And for the Gemara, Tirgum Shmuel, Ba'om Domal B'sisan, it's figures of hands and feet standing on their pedestals. Says Rashi, right, since everyone is known to place these figures on special stands, it's almost certain that they were worshipped.
Yetmar, avodas kochavim shenishtar b'me'eleh, let's say even avodas zera that broke on its own, it falls off our roof or something like that, something important, right, the Gemara is going to talk about where we know it broke by accident, either in the avodas zera in front of him or not in front of him, but we don't know if he renounced it or he wants to fix it. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Asura, he says that it's Asur, Shimon Lakish, Shimon Muteres, his mother. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Asura, Tahalo Batla, because the Avodazarek never was Mavatla, Shimon Lakish, Omer Muteres, Mistama Batuli Mavatla, because Mistam, he was Mavatla. The thing is smashed up, it's done, skis, it's over. Mema Omer, he says to himself, E Nafsha Lo Atzla, if the idol wasn't able to save itself, lahu gavra matzalei, what, so I'm going to be able to go out and to save such a thing? So clearly, it's going to be mevatalit.
Frank the Gemara, though, Eser Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan came as the kasha, and Virosh Dagan, this is a pasuk in Shmuel, and the pasuk is talking about how the plishtim, they got the Arun Hashem, they brought it to the house of Dagan, who was there for the Zara. And they worshipped the mazel of the image of the fish. Dagon, who was their Avodah Zarah, had the body of a fish, and the head and the hands of a human. On the first day, they came and they found Dagon fallen on the ground before the Aron, and they put it back in its place. And this pasuk says, so what happened the second day? It says that Virosh Dagon Ushtei Kapos Yadav Krusos, that it fell again on its face in front of the Aron, and its head and the two hands were severed and were lying there. The pasuk says, Al Kain Lo Yidruchu Kohane Dagon Vigomer. This is why the priests of Dagon and all those who came to Dagon don't tread on that area to this day. So we're seeing that this area of this Bisaminas, everybody left because of the fact that the Vorazara's pieces were lying over there. Everybody was machshav, and nobody went in there afterwards and considered very chashav. And you see that when it breaks out its own, it's not batal, which goes against Rosh Lakish. Amarlo, this is back, Misham Raya, over there, you bring a Raya, right? You bring a Raya from the shards of an idol that broke, and suddenly you're going to be aser. Hasam, Shemenichan al Dagon. There, the plishtim, they abandoned Dagon, the Avodah Zarah, Ovdim Nesamiftan. They started and they worshipped the threshold. The Amri Hachi, they said, Shafke Yisur the Dagon, the power of Dagon, kind of, apparently the thing that rules over this thing, gives power, is what happened left him. And Vasa Esiv Le Al Miftan, it came and it stayed by the threshold. Hey, space, Rav Yochanan comes down as a cash and Mishakus of the Mishnah, which says, Hamotzi Shivri Tzlam, if someone finds pieces of images, Harelim Mutam, the Mutter, Hashivri Avodas Kachav Masur, and those things are going to be Aser. So our Mishnah seems to be going against Rish Lakish, who says that these pieces of the accidentally broken idol are going to be Mutter. And for the Gemara, Lo Tema Shivri Avodas Kachav Masur, don't say that the Mishnah is saying that the broken pieces of the idol are Aser. That means the images themselves are aser. And our Stam Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, who says that images, and not only the idols, but even the images themselves, are going to be aser. Rav Yochanan himself, though, kind of gets knocked out. I mean, the Rav Meir Nishma Lehula Rabbanan, from the fact that the din of Rav Meir, we can learn the opinion of the Chachamim,
that like Rish Lakish, they matir hana from the pieces of a broken Avodah Zarah by accident. Lav Amar B'Meir, because Rabbi Meir, didn't he say it's Slama Surim? Shivrit Slama Mutarim, that's only Slama also, but the Shivrit Slama can be Mutar. Rabbanan, it's according to Rabbanan, it was Gacham Nami. Even in the case of Avodah Zarah, Yasura, the thing itself is going to be also Shvarim Mutarim, but if it's broken, then it's going to be Mutar. So how can Rabbi Yochanan ask those things? Hachi Hashta, what are you comparing them? Hasam, they're not, because... Indeed, they are not, because there the pieces are going to be mutter, emer avdom, emer lo avdom, because one could say that Avodah Zarah worshipped the images, and one could say that they didn't. In terms of avdom, you want to say that they did it, emer bitlam, you could still say that Avodah Zarah afterwards was mevata them. Since you have a sveik sveik over here, therefore the fragments are going to be mutter. Avodah kacham vade avadua, but when it comes to the pieces of an idol, you don't have a sveik sveika, because for sure they were worshipped. To me, yammer the batle, and how can you say all sudden is mavutal? Have a suffix vavadai. Vain suffix wants to be vavadai, and a suffix that can take you out of a vavadai. In fact, the vain suffix wants to be vavadai. You really want to say an uncertainty does not remove something from its original status, from certain status, for a time it's in a brisa. Chavar shemes v'niach megura ha-malea peros. If a chavar dies and he left a storehouse full of produce, and it's not known whether or not it was taken off, it was tithed, I feel like b'niyom, even if it was that day, we assume that it's already misukan, that it was already tied, because the chaver would have taken off where he died. I have a hacha devade tevili. Over here, it's for sure it was tevil. Suffolk is true. Who Suffolk was? They don't remember Suffolk when they took it off now, because Hasi was Suffolk, was it devade? And the Suffolk is coming, taking out of a vade. So the Gemara, no, Hasan bad devade. That's the case of vade and vade. Devade is true. Who could have chini or chaza? Dam or chini or chaza? Chazaka al chaver, sheinu motzi dover, sheinu mitsukar mitachzado. He won't let something that's not mitsukar and leave his hands. V'bayseima suffik v'suffiku, or you could say that the case of the brisa is a suffik and a suffik efshadavim, because maybe the chaver did do something. Could have a shaya d'amar marim adam al tvuaso. A person could do shtick with his tvua nachniso b'mochlo. He could bring it in to his house in its chaff, and like they stay behem tochelo, so that the animal can go near from it upturim and a meiser. And it would be putter from Meiser. Therefore, since this is a case of unclear versus another, versus Suffolk and Suffolk, then the Yarshim of the Chaver can eat the produce left by him without being worried that it is Tevel. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.